Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and the subject is CBD, but also some new products by CV Sciences. They're branching out into immunity. Well, our guest, Stuart Tomko, will tell you that their products were all about immunity from the get-go because CBD may have profound effects on immunity. But specifically, they've developed a couple of products that I want to learn more about, inspired by traditional Chinese medicine. So, hi, Stuart. Tell us about... Now, there are a couple. There's CV Acute, which I've tasted. And then there's this CV Defense. What's the difference?
Correct. Yeah, CV Defense is the brainchild of years and years of us looking for the next CBD. We started looking for the next CBD back in 2014. I'm serious. You know how quickly things move, and no one predicted that CBD would be a keeper the way that it is. And we got wind of an ingredient called PEA, palmitoyl ethanolamide. Yes. Do you remember ever about that?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because that had been around before. Some of the professional companies were trying to sell it, Metagenics, I think, and some other companies, right?
But you know what's interesting about PEA? PEA has been associated with the feeling of, and I love this word, limerence. Limerence is the feeling of being in love. And, you know, many of the articles that are written about chocolate in the 1990s were about the PEA content of chocolate and cocoa. Which were the ideal Valentine's Day gift because the recipient would taste the chocolate, ingest the PEA, and immediately devolve into a state of limerence, which would make them more receptive to your, shall we say, your advances.
No, you got me smiling so much. Okay, listen, the reason that this ingredient never made it is because that PEA that you're talking about, that's a different PEA than this PEA.
Oh!
Listen, no, I'm serious. This is good. You have to keep this in there because the PEA that you're talking about is basically, it's pretty close to speed and your body makes a little bit of it. And they actually find it in algae, phenylethanolamine.
Mm-hmm. This is phenylethanolamide. It's just a couple of letters
we're
different.
Yeah, we're PEA. Palmitoyl ethanolamide.
Okay. It shares the same initials. Okay.
Right. See, the reason why this ingredient, even when I first brought it up, this is so good. I can't wait for our marketing director. He's actually senior vice president of marketing and communications, because when I told him about PEA, the next CBD, and how much I love this ingredient, he kept texting me back and he said, "Hey, bro, this stuff's like speed." I'm like, no, it's not a stimulant. He's like, no, it's the love molecule.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you, it's found in eggs. So this was so classic to have this, conversation. So PEA, the one that we're talking about, do you remember about 15, 20 years ago, they were talking about this endocannabinoid-like compound? They were selling it in Italy, was one manufacturer of it. And it's a compound that originally was found in eggs.
Okay.
Colburn, back in the 30s during the Depression, noted that poor children not eating eggs kept getting rheumatic fever. And they were able to feed the kids some nutrition. The argument is perhaps there was trace amounts of PEA and arachidonic acid, right? These are important nutrients. In any case, the PEA later on, not only did it evolve in the research, but listen to this. During the 60s, they gave it to Czechoslovakian automobile workers because your body makes PEA to protect your lungs, a lung surfactant, first line of defense, right?
They were exposed to lots of industrial chemicals and metallic particles, perhaps.
And yes. And they wanted to find out, under those conditions, were they more susceptible to catching the common cold or flu? And so they gave them 600 milligrams of PEA, and they called it by the brand name Impulsin. So it's really cool story to dig around and read about, Impulsin. And they gave some of the automobile workers the PEA, Impulsin, and the others did not. Six randomized control trials showed up to a 60% reduction prophylactically in preventing them because it increased the protective strength of the lungs.
So they didn't all fall in love with other with each other and they'd lose productivity. They actually enhanced their productivity. So we're talking a different PEA. I got that. I got the stories mixed up.
But it's so such a cool molecule. The more people learn about PEA and what it does for, say, you know, the mast cells and how it really, really helps with it really helps to downregulate pro-inflammatory signals.
It seems like it works on the membrane level with the that type of name, you know, that it
Yes, because it also works in the microglia and it can speak to the in the brain, it can speak PPAR alpha. And that's in the nuclear receptor. And then that upregulates the CB2 receptor. So it has many different mechanisms of action. One, it works on the enzyme that degrades the endocannabinoids. So then you get more endocannabinoid activity. You take PEA.
It's like helper for the end of the endocannabinoid system.
Exactly. And in fact, it goes like this. PEA influences DAGL, increases 2AG. Okay. CB2 goes down.
Okay.
And then prostaglandin E2 goes down.
Will there be a pop quiz on this after the
No, I promise. Listen, I was told by our people, as long as I make it clear that this stuff works, we're just at a big disadvantage, as you know, from being able to say what it really does. So I want anyone listening that's new to know that we speak about mechanism of action because that's the way we can teach how these things work.
Okay, so to come back to our theme, the acute formula is the various concoction of Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine proven agents, forsythia, honeysuckle flower, and a very important one, scutellaria. Some really good research on scutellaria. And then with the, and that's the acute product. And then there's a product that's the, let's see, the CV defense, and that's got the PEA in it.
Yes, that's right. First of all, I love how you said that. You named them all. I like to make it even simpler. I'm trying to these days and say CV acute made with the fruit, the flower, and the root.
Cool.
CV acute with the fruit, because we've tested it at Alchemist Lab with 11 different biomarkers, and it's authentic. You would have heard about SHL, Shaolin, the most powerful popular cold and flu remedy on earth. If it worked, most of the time it's not right. Ours is right. Mm-hmm. The CV defense is for daily use, and it combines 600 milligrams of PEA, palmitoyl ethanolamide, to protect your lungs, with reishi mushroom, the mushroom of immortality, vitamin A, vitamin D, zinc, and selenium. So those five things together.
Okay. And those are all, you know, proven immune supportive nutrients. Yeah. So, and now the CV acute is more designed to take, you feel like you're coming down with something, or perhaps you're in a, you know, going on a plane or going to a public place or something like that, you're concerned about exposure. CV defense is something you could take on a daily basis. Is that?
Yes, this formula, 100%. This formula is to be designed right now with what's going on. Now that we understand how PEA works, this will be in the tool chest. I predict that it may even outsell CBD because of its utility with what we're dealing with right now to strengthen our frontline defense of our immune system. And so, yes, the CV Acute is for when you need it, but I would take that the CV Defense is my favorite new product of 2020.
Okay, I don't want to give you a whiplash, but I want to come back to CBD. And you've come up with a very intriguing product that meets the requirement of many CBD users, because we come up against this. I mean, I do have individuals who are in the uniformed services, emergency responders, or people in situations where they get, frankly, they get drug tested appropriately. And one aspect of CBD is that we cannot guarantee with all CBD products that people will test negative for cannabinoids, right? But you've got a new product line that should address that concern. Is that true?
Well, we hope. You're 100% right, doctor. Most often you'll fail a drug test with hemp CBD products because the sensitivity of the THC test.
Wrongly so, because I mean, you're not getting like a stoner amount of THC, but there may be very tiny residual amounts. The test is so sensitive, there might pick up on them, right?
Well, yes. And the threshold that is set currently at about 50 parts per million in the urine.
Yeah.
50 parts per million is a logarithmic distance from 0.3% THC.
Well, I think I could get that in my urine test of just walking through Times Square, you know, certain times of the day.
And so that's why we made Happy Lane. Yes, you're right. Now, we're currently doing a study to answer your question directly. We're conducting a study to find out if indeed that you can take the product and not test positive with a false positive on a urinalysis. So we'll report those results as soon as we get them.
Okay.
But we needed to find a way to produce CO2 extracted hemp and concentrate it down to an isolate where there is no THC. It's 0.00 THC, 0.00 THC. So our hope is not only for your application, but as a clinician, we're now learning, and I can't wait to send you a care package.
Oh, good.
Many people that are doctors that are using cannabis in their practice are liking the 0.00 THC for many applications. Let me give you one. You don't need THC for CBD to work.
Right.
You don't. Anyone who takes THC, anyone who consumes THC should be consuming some, if not an equal amount of CBD. And we've never told people that. So that's number one. That's a huge market right there. If you're taking THC, you probably should be using some CBD. We also find that for executive function, when you get it down to 0.00 THC and it's 99% pure, you're pretty much only speaking to serotonin or the TRPV. You've got a very limited scope of action, right? As opposed to a full plant extract with 500 cofactors that can hit a whole bunch of different targets. So as a clinician, some people may do way better with 0.00 THC. My wife, for example, loves the Happy Lane gummies. And you know what? She's hypersensitive to any THC. She doesn't like her gold.
She's the princess and the pea phenomenon, which we see in many of our very highly sensitive patients, is that, you know, anything that's a little off kilter can throw them for a loop. So the Happy Lane product should be helpful for even the most sensitive patients.
And as a rescue product too, right? I mean, if people are, you know, there's ample evidence online now that people are using CBD for all types of addiction. So I would encourage people to learn more. Go to PubMed and learn about that.
Yep.
You know, maybe the application of a pure CBD has different application for feeling better than a raw formula or an original formula, and you get to find out which one works best for you. That's more true to the science than anything we could ever say.
Yeah, and I wish it were different, but it's going to be a matter of personal experience and investigation. And you know, you have a full line of product options at pluscbd.com, and you can explore them. And you may be someone who, you know, I know patients, for example, who require 50 to 100 of CBD to get an effect, to take the edge off their day-to-day anxiety, for example, or to help them with sleep. And others respond to 5 milligrams of your, you know, I guess it's the green formula, you know, something which is, you know, one of the lighter formulas that you offer. Is the Happy Lane line of come in potencies? Do you designate potencies for Happy Lane?
Yes, we have some soft gels, and we have 25 milligram chews and gummies, ooh, which I'll send you.
That's pretty ample.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is, because, you know, we've really learned now. We've really put this together, and I want to thank, you know, some of the visionaries like Ethan Rousseau, MD. You know, I've just heard him in the back of my mind watching his lectures where he says, you know, THC is powerful. We all know that. With CBD, you may need bigger numbers. THC may cause psychosis. CBD can help, you know.
Yeah. It's very,
there we go.
It's very interesting because there's a lot of work on CBD in the brain. Now, you know, I'll share with you personally that I am not a big fan of marijuana legalization. You know, the fact that young people can buy it over the counter, the fact that some people who may have pre-schizophrenia, we know that at a certain age, some people are very vulnerable to the effects of hallucinogenic drugs. And, you know, I'm concerned that, you know, young 9, 10, 12, 13-year-olds are experimenting with marijuana, which is very powerful these days. I'm not a big fan. On the other hand, there's a lot of research that looks at CBD's effect on the brain. And CBD may have a beneficial effect in schizophrenia, according to some studies. It also may have an anti-Alzheimer's effect. So what we can say is maybe pot makes you dumb or dopey, but CBD may make you sharper, smarter, and prevent memory decline. It's interesting.
Well, I would add to that, first of all, thank you. And I always appreciate your, you know, the way you look at medicine. Perhaps THC helps us forget and CBD helps to reinforce a memory.
Yeah, I think that there's a duality of what comes out of the cannabis sativa plant.
Yes. In fact, when I first introduced Dr. Maroon, your colleague, Dr. Maroon, MD, and Jeff Bost.
Frequent guest on this program, yeah.
And he read it at A4M and kind of surprised some people. And I've gone back and I think he's probably right. He said, well, it looks like THC and the CB1 receptor is largely pro-inflammatory, and CBD and the CB2 receptor are largely anti-inflammatory. And although that is an oversimplification, it's really not that much of an oversimplification, because we need inflammation to turn on. We also need it mm-hmm. to turn off.
Yeah.
I've learned that the endocannabinoids are bidirectional, and they coordinate the eicosanoids and the specialized pro-resolution mediators. They go back and forth, so which means they're bell-shaped. You don't want too much endocannabinoid activity. You don't want too little. And CBD enhances endocannabinoid tone. What I love about CBD, it supports both the CB1 and the CB2, but indirectly. So I agree with you. I am not a huge proponent, a big fan of massive legalization of THC, because I know how powerful it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if anyone is out there and they think they're kind of recreationally using THC, then at least please add some CBD to your system for yourself so that you can more effectively deal with it.
Mm-hmm. To just simply balance it. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Stuart Tomk. All right, so let's sum up. You know, we've got a full range of CBD products. We've got the Happy Lane line. We've got the CBD Max, which delivers 50. And now you say 100. There's some
under the Proline, only for doctors. Proline.
Okay, you have to it's the Proline, so doctors can prescribe it, and that's great. For the general public, I mean, one of the nice aspects of this is, okay, fine, doctors can prescribe it, but not everybody can go to a CBD literate doctor, is that there's an element of self-care here. And I really think that that's great because it's pretty harmless. You can't go awry. And, you know, you can explore the benefits of something that I think really is a potent nutraceutical on your own via your website. You have some informative videos now up on YouTube?
Yes, sir. YouTube, CV Sciences. We're producing original content. And there's some fun material and some educational material and some entertaining material. So please check us out, CB Sciences, on YouTube. And I also wanted to mention when you talked about the self-care, we did publish a paper recently in the Journal of Dietary Supplements celebrating that we sold 5 million bottles. 5 million bottles. That's a lot of CBD. Ooh. Tracked any adverse events, recorded everything. And it came in at 0.03% adverse events. Let me say the number again. You can't make it up. We sold 5 million bottles and only had 0.03% adverse events, mainly tummy ache. People took it too much in the beginning, a little tummy ache, a little diarrhea. But we published that in the Journal of Dietary Supplements because the first edict is do no harm. So if CBD right. makes you feel better and the majority of people are taking it for pain, for stress, and for sleep, we want to offer the first and only CBD that is backed by true safety and adverse event reporting. So that's a comfort level. We sold 5 million bottles and we know it's safe.
Indeed. I mean, certainly surpasses the profile for any known prescription or over-the-counter medication. I mean, think of all the people who end up in emergency rooms due to Tylenol. Or even seemingly innocuous aspirin, certainly non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which do almost nothing for conditions like back pain. You know, routinely thousands of people end up in the emergency room with gastrointestinal bleeding and other problems. So, yeah, I mean, I really think that this is a benign intervention. And then you know, let's review the immune suite of products.
Yes, the CV Acute is based on the traditional formula Shahan Lean, and if I'm pronouncing it wrong, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's made with the fruit, the flower, and the root, the fruit of forsythia, the flower of honeysuckle, and the root of the Bichl skullcap, not the sleepy time skullcap, but the kind that they're using an injectable version of in China mm-hmm. right at this moment.
Yeah, so I encourage people to look up Scutellaria, was the botanical name for skullcap.
Correct.
Because there's a lot of great information about its effects, you know, on the immune system. And so, you know, and I think that may be possibly the business end of that formula that really, I mean, not that the other ingredients are inconsequential. Okay.
Oh, then, well, really quick. No, hold on. There's one
sure.
thing that I
looked yeah, go.
At. There's microRNA in the honeysuckle flower, microRNA oh, that okay. survives the decoction.
Okay.
And so that may stop with viral replication. So, and then the other one, the forsythia, you know, just a powerful anti-inflammatory that was really the foundation of all TCM cold and flu remedies going back to antiquity. It was mm-hmm. later, it was the skull cap that was the heavy lifter. And when they added the three together, I want everyone to think about how you can create viral resistance to drugs and the idea of using a cocktail. I mean, so think of the technology of what they understood to triangulate. I mean, on some level, you throw the CV Acute into the system and it just causes this massive immune response to just obliterate what's ever in the way. The feedback we're getting, if you go on Amazon and read about the CV Acute testimonials, you'll think we put them up there ourselves.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I like it. You know, not good. I'm going to keep taking it. All right. So, and then the other product is something that you want to encourage people to take on a regular basis as part of their.
Yeah, that's my favorite new product. I've been in love with PEA for years. It's the next CBD and your body makes it and it's completely legal and you have no regulatory issues and it's going to be the biggest superstar you're going to hear about it. They're already using PEA in a trial right now for what we're not allowed to talk about. So look up COVID and PEA right now and find out what's going on.
Okay.
And it's so exciting and I can't believe we get to be part of it.
when you developed it in 2014, was that part of a diversification strategy in case they outlawed CBD? You thought, like, we can hit the endocannabinoid system with a PEA, even if we can't sell people CBD? Is that
was no? That here's what it was. Mind? We saw it coming. We saw it coming, and the guy that basically has my job for the company that sells it, mm-hmm. at the same expo talks where we were really cutting our teeth and making this famous, he kept putting up signs, the next CBD, and it's legal, and you won't get in trouble. So we did follow the noise.
Right. Well, the good news is that, you know, the floodgates have opened, and, you know, CBD is ubiquitous. And your company, I have to say, is in my opinion, the most reliable source of CBD products on the market. And, you know, I know you don't want to knock the competition, but, you know, you must be smacking your forehead when you see all this proliferation of products that are out there, and some of them are just not up to snuff.
Well, you know, here's what makes me crack up the most. I love that most people thought that it was all the same. No, I love the fact that most consumers thought that it was all the same. This is the most complicated, nuanced ingredient we've ever brought to market. I get to walk by customer service. I hear it all day long. I tried a different brand. It wasn't the same. I tried a different brand. It wasn't the same. Mm-hmm. I tried a different brand. It wasn't the same. So exactly what's in there, how we're making it, the way that we're preparing it, we sold 5 million bottles and we know that it's safe. Mm-hmm. So we have something that works. That's the most important thing. Now, I'm not saying this is the only CBD product on earth that works, but I don't know another company that has this kind of rigor behind their product ready for the FDA, because that's what's coming next. FDA is going to regulate everything, and they're going to go back and look at everything that you've ever done.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud.
You've got the documentation and the paperwork and the rigorous production standards that can meet that challenge. That's great.
Yeah, it's an honor. We were lucky. We were really lucky, and I know they say that fortune favors the brave, but we were lucky and we took this chance, and our mission is to be bold and brave and to ease the suffering of others. And now I think we have a suite of products, CBD every day to balance the stress, CV defense to protect your lungs and to create the barrier defense that we all need, and CV acute for when you feel the fire in your throat with the fruit, the flower, and the root. We've got it all covered now.
All right. Very well said. And remind listeners that Intelligent Medicine listeners can receive 20% off their purchase at cvsciences.com by using the promo code Hoffman. Please check it out. It's a great opportunity to explore their offerings. Thank you, Stuart Topp, for joining us today. Really informative,
pleasure.
As usual.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.